Alright, welcome to the Poly Metro Station. It is Monday, November 4th, 12:36 p.m. About 71 degrees, sunny. Heading out with the cross. About 500 or 600 gospel tracts. I don't have any plan to open air preach today. Kind of giving my voice a rest. Hoping to get into some conversations today. That would be really good. Hi, how are you today?
Okay.
Have a good day. First rejection. I thought about coming out without the cross. Because maybe I'll probably hand out more tracks that way, but I don't know. Felt a little too pragmatic for me. Seems to be good traffic out at the station for noon. Noon's usually a quieter time of day. So, we'll see what happens. Thought that you would bless the time. I ask that you allow me to hand out a good number of tracts, Father. You would allow me to engage folks in conversation. Lord, help me to speak the truth in love to those who are lost today. I ask that you would be glorified in this effort. Not that I would be. Pray that you would save some today for your glory. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, man, just another game.
Have a good day.
Just another day.
Just another day?
I talked to that lady over there.
Yeah.
She asked for some money. I said, I don't have no money to give me a mic and TV. She said, no, thank you. What's wrong with you? She said, shit. What you mean by shit? Coming down from Joe Street, from Joe. I said, oh. I said, I can't help you. Yeah. I think they're sick in the head.
Well,
you know, that's what drugs do to you.
Yeah, drugs will certainly do that. Sure. Yeah. Drugs will wreak havoc on the mind. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Do you have any spiritual beliefs?
Huh?
Do you have any particular spiritual beliefs?
Kids.
I'm sorry?
Do I have any what?
Spiritual beliefs.
Yes, I do. I'm a Christian. I just came to say something to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do you worship?
Huh?
Where do you worship?
What do you mean?
Where do you go to church?
Oh, I go to church in L.A.
Yeah? Yeah. Which church is that?
I can't think of my name. It's also Exposition in Crenshaw.
Exposition in Crenshaw. Okay.
So I haven't been back to church in about a month or two.
Yeah.
Months. I need to get back.
Yeah. So how did you come to faith in Christ?
Yeah.
How did you come to know Jesus?
I become to know Jesus?
Yeah.
Believe in him, have faith.
Yeah.
Understand the words what he said. That's how I believe.
Yeah. So do you think there's any other way to be right with God and to enter into heaven than faith in Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen. I agree. I completely agree with you, sir.
Got a lady out over there?
Yeah, I'm going to try. Have a good day. I'll get her something to eat probably in a little bit. I'm not going to give her any money, but I'll get her something to eat. Have a good day, sir. Have a good day. Have a good day. You not ready? No? You want to talk about it?
I'm gay. He won't like me.
Where did you hear that? Well, let's talk about it. Have a good day. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good day.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good day. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I can only do so much for people.
Well, that's true about anybody.
You know what I'm saying? I can only do so
my
much.
My name's Tony, by the way.
Steve.
Steve?
Nice to meet you. My name is Phil.
That's okay.
I can only do so much for people.
Yeah.
You know, I got plenty of homes, but I can only do so much for people.
That's true.
I get blown out. I get tired. And we all have ups and downs, but sometimes I don't have enough. Ain't nobody I can tell, hey, I need this. Hey, I got no food. You hear me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not a banker or nothing like that. I'm a human being like everybody else. You know? So I can only help so many people out.
Yeah.
You know?
So what's the question?
Huh?
What's the question?
The question is, they say God bless you for helping people out. Okay, I believe in that. What about when you ain't got nothing?
Well, our standing with God isn't determined by how much we help people. And if God wants us to help a particular person, He's going to give us the means to do it.
Okay, but one day I might not have nothing, so who's going to help me?
I don't know.
I'm a very independent person, but sometimes I might want out. So.
Right. Well, that's where faith comes in. We don't give to receive.
Oh, we give to receive. Oh,
not from people, not from man, not from people.
We give to receive. Oh, yes, we do.
No, we give because we love. We don't give to receive. See, there are churches throughout LA and throughout the United States that will teach that if you give 10, you're going to get 100. That if you give 5, you're going to get 50. And that's a lie.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
What's that?
I haven't seen that happen to me yet.
Well, no, and it's not going to. It's not going to. I mean, the only people that's happening to are the guys up front who are taking everybody's money, promising them that that's going to happen to them.
Right.
Right. We give because we've been given much. We give because that is the outworking of our faith in Jesus Christ. We give because we love people. The two greatest commandments are to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said all of the law and the prophets are built upon those two commandments. And when we have the ability to give, we give because we love. Because we love Jesus, and because we love the people He's put in front of us. We don't give to get. Jesus gave everything, and what did He get? Crucified. Right? Jesus fed thousands. Jesus healed untold thousands. And what did Jesus get? He got crucified.
He got his reward because he's powerful.
Well, he's God.
Yeah, he's powerful.
He's God.
Yeah, he's powerful.
Yeah.
He's powerful.
Do you agree he's God?
Yeah, man. I'm saying something to you. Yeah, I believe God. I'm saying he's powerful. How powerful he is.
Yeah. Yeah. But Jesus didn't live a life here on earth of giving so that he can get personal material wealth in return. Jesus said the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. You know, Jesus told the rich young ruler, go sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and come follow me. He didn't say, come follow me and I'll make you rich again.
No, he didn't say that.
He said, come follow me. And the man walked away grieved because he had many possessions. His God was his gold.
isn't it? But some people don't believe in it.
Doesn't matter what we believe.
Some people don't believe.
Right. It doesn't matter what people believe. What matters is whether or not what they believe is true.
Yeah.
Right.
But some people don't believe in it.
Right. It doesn't matter. Truth isn't determined.
They tell me, I say something about Christians, they say, get away from me.
Say something about Christians?
Okay, I said, some people don't believe in that.
Right.
I come back and say, hey, you don't believe in God? You say, get away from me.
Everybody believes in God. Everybody believes. Romans 1 makes that perfectly clear. See, Romans 1:18 says that though they know God, they suppress the truth, they know God by their unrighteousness. There are no atheists.
Everybody don't believe in God.
Everybody believes in God.
No, everybody don't believe in
they do.
God.
The Bible says they do. The Bible says they do. Only the fool has said in his heart there is no God. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible says that everybody knows, because God has revealed himself through creation, God has given every man a conscience, everybody knows that God exists, but they choose to worship the creature rather than the creator. And they have become fools. Professing to be wise, they become fools. But every human being knows that God exists. There are no atheists. There are no skeptics. There are no agnostics. There are simply people who deny the truth they know about God because they love themselves and their sin more than they love God. Everyone knows that God exists. If you were to talk about Santa Claus, Steve, no one would get upset with you. Even though everyone knows that there is no Santa Claus. If you were to talk about the Easter Bunny, no one would get upset with you, even though...
Wait a minute, you got to believe in God so you can believe in him.
You have to believe in God before you believe what?
You can believe in Santa Claus.
Well, no.
Jesus,
no, we know that...
You got to believe in God, because God, he threw away all them things.
Right, well, don't...
He made Christmas. God threw away all that.
Well, Jesus wasn't born on Christmas.
They said Jesus was born on Christmas.
Jesus wasn't born on Christmas. Wasn't born in December. Nobody knows the day that Jesus was born. We're not told.
Hey.
He was likely born in the spring, but no, he wasn't born on December 25th. That's just the day Christians have chosen to commemorate his birth. But the point is, Steve, is that if you talk to people about the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy, they're not going to get angry with you because they know that those things don't exist. But the reason they get angry when you talk about God is because they know God exists and they hate him. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
The word is true. Though every man be found to be a liar, the word of God is true. So
let me hit you back again. Satan is a powerful man.
Well, Satan only has the power God gives him. He can't do anything without God's permission.
Satan is a powerful man.
Well, he's more powerful than us human beings.
He's a powerful man.
Yeah.
He put all this stuff down here to hurt people.
Yeah, but he's not...
He's a powerful man.
But he's not all-powerful, though. And he can't do anything unless God gives him permission. Can't do a thing.
Okay, he's powerful over human beings.
Well, he's more powerful than human beings.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a fallen angel.
Yes.
He's more powerful than human beings.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Right. But he has no power over me.
He has no power over you?
None at all. No, I'm a born again follower of Jesus Christ. He's got no power over me. I don't take his power for granted. But he can't do anything to me that the Lord doesn't allow. Jesus Christ is my king. Satan's a defeated foe. I don't fear him. The word of God says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Beginning of wisdom.
Yeah. And in fact, Paul wrote to Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
You know, I like that what you just said. But you know what? From my experience, I try not to let Satan get to me. Because he knows where my weak spot is. You understand?
Yeah.
He knows where my weak spot is. I don't pass that what he wants me to
do. Well, you know where your weak spot is.
Huh?
You know where your weak spot is.
Yeah, I know where my weak spot is. Satan is still there trying to bite me.
That's
put
true.
Put a hook out there.
But the devil doesn't make us do it.
Okay, well.
That's our own flesh. He can tempt us, but we decide to sin. He doesn't make us sin. Satan doesn't make anybody sin. Satan puts the carrot out in front of us, and we decide to bite the carrot.
Well,
but if we're truly following,
I live my life one day at a time.
So. Well, God doesn't promise tomorrow. In fact, Jesus said, "Don't worry about tomorrow. Today has enough trouble of its own." But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things that you need will be provided for you. Maybe not necessarily everything you want, but certainly everything you need. If you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
I just think about my day, where I like to have forgiveness.
For forgiveness?
I see, I always think about my day, what I like to have for dinner. What I like to have for dinner.
For dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have a friend that she's coming over and buy me some fish. She might come, she might not come. But see, you can't promise what somebody says, unless you're family or somebody.
Well, even then, No one's 100% honest all the time, right? No one's perfect in that regard. When are they supposed to get here?
Huh?
When are they supposed to get here?
I don't know, man. In my car, man. I don't know. I don't know. I've been here for like almost 40 minutes. I don't know.
Are they coming from a long way?
Yeah.
Where are they coming from?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. Yeah, that's not too close. Especially this time of day, it's going to take a while.
But they say that the U.S. station downtown, transfer doing the way out.
Uh-huh. Oh, they're taking the metro.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day.
No, thank you.
All righty. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day, sir. Have a good day. Have a good day, sir. Are you? What makes you ready?
Oh, here we go.
I was born ready, man.
No one's born ready.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about no one. No.
Yeah, we're born ready.
We got a minute. Love to talk to you about it. Nobody's born ready. No one is. No one's born ready. Nope. But we're not born ready. It's not written that we're born ready. It is not written that we're born ready. It is not written that we are born ready. It is not written. It is not written that we're born ready. It is not written that we're born ready. You're not understanding. Come back over. I'll talk to you all you want. Don't run away. Don't run away. Don't run away. Have a good day. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Steve, I got a question to ask.
Sure.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm about to find out.
Okay, are you ready for this? It's nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
Okay. So, if I have a problem, you have a problem, and that person has a problem, you got to figure that problem out. If I have a problem, you got a problem, that person got a problem, you got to figure that problem out.
I got to figure the problem out?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the question?
Okay, I'm going to say it again. If I have a problem,
right.
If you got a problem,
right.
That person got a problem,
right.
we don't know what the problem is, but you got to figure that problem out. Got to fix that problem.
Why do you say that we don't know what the problem is?
We
know what the problem is. Everybody's got the same problem. Everybody knows that God exists. Everybody knows that they've sinned against Him. Everybody knows that they're going to stand before Him in judgment. And that's everybody's problem. Everybody has the same problem. And there's only one solution, and that's Jesus Christ. It's the same solution for everybody. The temporal problems of this world, most of them we bring on ourselves through our own sin. Not all. Sometimes the sin of others brings that problem upon us. But everybody has, apart from Christ, Steve, everybody has the same problem. They were born in sin. They've sinned against God. They're going to stand before Him to give an account. And that is everybody's problem. And God has provided the solution. But man, in his pride and his arrogance, says, no, 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 no. I'm going to solve my problem.
I'm going to solve my problem.
Right. By being a good person, by going to church, by doing unto others.
But, you know,
but that's all filthy rags before God.
Nice church I can go to out here?
In this area, very good church. It's a Calvary Bible Church in Burbank. Calvary Bible Church. Yeah. Maybe a little closer is Grace Community Church on Roscoe. It's between the 405 and the 170. Big church. Good church. Excellent church. Bible teaching, Bible believing church. Grace Community Church. Pastor's name is John MacArthur. Yep, it's an excellent church. If I lived in this area, that's the church I'd go to. I live up in Santa Clarita. Familiar with Santa Clarita? Yeah. I go to Faith Community Church up there in Newhall. Nowhere near as big as Grace Community, but...
You've been able to help with people?
Yeah. Absolutely. Are you asking for help? Are we finally going to get to it? Huh, Steve? Are we going to finally get to it? Don't let your pride get in the way, man. If you want something to eat, Steve, I'll go get you something to eat. Be happy to do it. Yeah. Be happy to do it. You hungry? No? I mean, you told me that you were waiting for a friend to come and get you something to eat.
I was just calling. I'm going to call again and see what's going on.
Steve, if you want something to eat, I'll get you something to eat. Be happy to do that for you. Have a good day, sir.
I'm not home.
That doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me. We're dealing.
Huh?
We're dealing.
I didn't know Connell was right here.
Oh, okay. Nothing in the fridge?
That's where I live at.
Have a good day, sir.
That's where I live at.
Good. Is it a nice place? Yeah? You live there by yourself or with friends?
Huh?
You live there by yourself or with family?
I live
or?
Yeah. I've been out working 3 weeks. I can't work for about another month.
Really? Injury or something?
A woman struck me.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's why your hand's sore. Oh. What kind of work do you do?
Hey, one job I work in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah?
I have me and my family have a business out here.
Oh, what kind of business?
Yeah, a maintenance business.
Oh, okay.
They own property out here. We work together.
Good.
I have a part-time job over here. I work at that club.
Oh, okay.
I started in Sunday. I clean the bathroom, the tables off.
Good. But
the people in Rancho Cucamonga, they have a business.
Yeah.
A contract business.
Yeah.
Construction business, maintenance business, stuff like that.
Why did the woman catch you?
Oh, one night, she knocked on my door and asked me to come over and have dinner. I was tired. I said, you know what? I said, we're going to do this. You feed me for a week, and like my first paycheck, I give you some money. She said, we're going something out. Later that night, she got to drinking. Gaining, this is just amusing. I said, I have a got to deal with you. All that other stuff, I can't do that. But I have a got to deal with you. So a couple hours later, I heard her. She picked up the knife and said, woo! All she had to do was tell me to go home.
Hmm.
But something told me she's dangerous.
Well, she's
alone.
If she's slicing you with a knife, yeah. That's dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I went to the hospital, I had to lie. I didn't want to make a report.
Mm.
I told the doctor, I cut my hand. He said, okay. He said, well, my wife is on paper. And the landlord said, what happened? He said, we're going to make a report and call the police. I said, no, that's okay. I'm going to let it go.
So she lives in the same building.
The same building.
Yeah.
And I think she's dangerous.
Well, yeah, I would agree.
Huh?
I would agree. Any woman that's going to cut a man like that is dangerous. Yeah, I would agree. I would definitely agree.
And I get depressed sometimes. I say, I can't work because I put myself in this position and this might happen to me. So, and I got to call my teacher and say, hey, if your job would be here, when you get well, call me and take care of yourself.
Have a good day. So did it cut a tendon or something?
Huh?
Did it cut a tendon or?
Cut was right here.
Right.
You can hit it here. A 1.5 inches.
Yeah. So they cut through a tendon or a...
Cut by the doctor?
No, a tendon in your hand.
With a knife. She cut.
Right, right. But did she cut... She cut something important in there that makes it hard to move?
I can't move it. Just
sore. Just sore.
Yeah. Not already healed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not already healed. I can move it.
You can move your thumb okay?
Yeah, my thumb.
Yeah. So what, you think a few more weeks and then you'll be able to get back at it? Yeah. Did the doctor say how long you had to stay out of work?
He told me this Monday coming.
Yeah.
He said, take the band-aid off and stuff. He said, don't put nothing on there until I heal.
Yeah.
After that healing, he started putting the stuff on there.
Yeah. Have a good day. Have a good day, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day. God bless you. Have a good day. Thank you. Have a good day, sir.
Are you happy to
go live? Yes, sir.
Are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know Christ.
Huh?
I know Christ. Why wouldn't
Christ.
I be? I mean, life's not perfect. There are ups and downs. But I know where I'm going.
You know where you're going?
I know where I'm going. Yeah. Not because I'm good, but because of the goodness of God. Not because I'm righteous, but because of the righteousness of Christ. I deserve to go to hell just like everybody else. But he saved me. So, life is good. No matter how bad it gets, life is good. Yeah. Have a good day, sir.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
In your past, have you ever had a history of drugs?
History of drugs? No, sir. No, sir. No, a lot of people who have. I mean, I've sinned in many other ways, certainly, but... No, I've never struggled with drugs. My mother did, and I saw what it did to her, and I didn't want anything to do with it.
Your mother did. You see what it did to your mother?
And then I served as a deputy sheriff out here for 20 years, so...
Huh?
I served as a deputy sheriff out here for 20 years, and
20
so,
years,
yeah.
So you did?
Yeah.
Well, you retired?
Yeah, I retired about 5-6 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. Have you?
What?
Struggled with in your past?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. What was the drug that gave you the most trouble? Cocaine. How long have you been clean? 2-3 years? Praise God. Praise God. That's great. That's great.
I don't have nothing. I don't have a Cadillac.
I don't have a Cadillac.
But I do have a nice place to live.
There you go.
But I don't have all this stuff, material stuff, but I do have a nice place to live. Hey.
Praise God.
I say that to myself every morning I wake up.
There are a lot of people who don't. You know that. There are a lot of people who don't. You know, the poorest people in our country are considered rich in Africa.
In Africa?
Yeah. Yeah. In other poor parts of the world. The poorest among us would be considered rich in other parts of the world. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Have a good day.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
I forgot your name again.
Tony.
Huh?
Tony.
Jody?
Tony.
Tony.
Tony, yeah.
Hey, Tony, you said you worked for the Sheriff's Department for 25 years?
20 years, yeah.
20 years?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Were you the police officer?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I retired to go into the ministry.
It's a long time.
Yeah? Yeah, it was a good career. I enjoyed it.
I have two people in my family retired.
Yeah?
They were looking, for, it was called, they work in prison.
Oh, okay, yes.
You call them,
well, prison guards. Prison guards?
Yeah. Prison guard, but it's another name.
Right, there isn't that. Yes, I'm trying to think of it. There isn't
another name.
There is another name.
It was Green Boots.
Right, right. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the name, but it's another name. She worked for 25 years retired.
Really?
So she worked for 22 years retired. She's my age. He worked for 35 years retired.
And what facilities do they work at?
One was in Chino.
Chino, okay.
They had their own pool. In Chino, a diamond bar. It's a good fellowship, a diamond bar for the young.
Oh, okay. All right. A CYA facility and diamond bar?
Right. One of them, she worked there for 20
years. That must be a new one. In diamond bar?
She did.
How long in diamond bar?
Huh?
How long was she in diamond bar?
20 years.
Really? Yeah, it wasn't a county?
Huh?
It wasn't a county facility?
No,
I didn't know that.
Diamond Bar Penitentiary, Diamond Bar for the young.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been there three times.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, one over there. He was the one in Chino, CRC, Delano.
Delano, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they on vacation.
They get paid a lot of money.
Huh?
They get paid good money working in for the state. Yeah.
They on vacation. It's a common effect. I have to be. I was out there a couple of weeks ago. You know, we eat good. We kick back, you know.
Yeah. Corrections officer.
Huh?
Corrections officer. Is their title? Yeah. It was gonna bug me all night until I figured it out.
Yeah, correction officer. I can't think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, correction officer.
COs. Yeah. Have a good day. Have a good day, sir. Have a good day. Have a good day. Have a good day. You're welcome. You're like, there you go, sweetheart. Have a good day. Have a good day, sir. Okay. Have a good day. Have a good day.
Come back out here and talk to you one of these
days. Sure.
Some Bobby study.
We can do that. We can do that. So, Steve, if God were to ask you, why should I let you into heaven, what would you tell him?
If God asked me, why should I let you into heaven?
Yeah, what would you tell him?
Believe in me, you have faith. And you said something about the Ten Commandments.
Well, are you able to keep those?
Fine.
No. None of us can keep those.
Fine, I'm doing it.
Huh?
So I'm doing it. You can't commit me. But it's a few things I'm not doing.
Yeah. Well, nobody goes...
I get stressed out.
Yeah. Nobody goes to heaven by obeying the Ten Commandments. Because none of us could do it.
Boy, that's a big question you asked.
Right? Because if we could do it, there would have been no reason for Jesus to come and die on the cross. If we could do it on our own, no reason for him to die for our sin. Right. So are you trusting?
Trusting
in your ability to keep the commandments to go to heaven?
Yes.
You are?
Uh-huh.
Brother, you're not going. You're not going.
Why?
Because you can't keep them.
No, I am keeping. I am keeping it.
When was the last time?
I believe I'm going to heaven.
Well, because you're keeping the commandments?
Yeah, I'm going to heaven. I believe I'm going to heaven.
But why do you believe that? Why do you believe you're going?
Why I believe I'm going?
Yeah.
Because I believe the words of what he said.
Okay. But do you believe that part of that is keeping the commandments?
Keeping that commandment? Yeah.
But you can't keep them.
Why?
Because you're a sinner like me. I can't keep them.
Come on. Come on, man.
Steve, when was the last time you told a lie? When was the last time you told a lie?
I told what?
Told a lie. When was the last time you lied?
Last night.
You can't keep them. That's the ninth commandment, man. You can't keep them. When was the last time When was the last time you looked at a woman and had a sexual thought?
This morning.
That's a violation of the seventh commandment. The Bible says don't commit adultery, and Jesus said, you've heard from old that you should not commit adultery, but I say to you, Jesus speaking.
Okay, I believe in that.
Okay, whoever looks at a woman to lust at her has committed adultery already in his heart. That's what Jesus says. Right? So far, like me, you're a liar and an adulterer. You ever? When was the last time you were so angry with someone that you thought you hate them?
Last night.
Yeah?
Yesterday morning, over the weekend.
God sees hatred as murder. 1 John 3:15 says, whoever hates another person is a murderer. Whoever hates another person is a murderer.
It's a murderer.
Yeah.
Okay, so hey. So whoever hates the woman and man relationship, and you good, you don't know she's good, but hey. So whoever hates another person is what?
A murderer.
It's a murderer. Okay, so whoever hates another person, I say that person is dangerous.
That person's what?
That person is dangerous.
Dangerous?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you just told me you're dangerous.
No, I'm not dangerous.
When was the last time you hated somebody?
Last night.
You're dangerous.
But I forgive him.
Huh?
But I forgive him.
Well, it doesn't matter if you forgive them. You were the one that sinned. You had the hatred in your heart.
But listen, somebody come to your house, knock on your door, and just disrespect you, your neighbor. Yes, I'm going to get mad. If I tell you stop, be quiet, if you don't do it.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Well,
not what I'm talking about.
Okay, well.
Have you ever thought in your mind, not when someone's doing something bad to you or something like that, not when someone's breaking into your home or something like that, but do you ever think in your mind, you know what, I hate that person?
Oh, me? No.
Never once in your life?
No. No. Now, I thought you mean when I just said no. No.
When was the last time you stole something?
Huh?
When was the last time you stole something?
The last time I saw something?
Stole.
I stole something?
Yeah. When was the last
long
time?
Time.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Long
time. Do you know that time doesn't forgive sin?
Time doesn't forgive me.
Time does not forgive sin.
Yeah, time do not forgive sin.
Right.
He didn't break that down.
Sure. Sin doesn't go away because it's happened a long time ago. Right? If I were to steal your sunglasses, and I'm not going to, if I were to steal your sunglasses and I ran off, and 20 years from now, police knock on my door and they say, hey, we now have evidence that you stole Steve's sunglasses 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Would it make sense if I said, well, I'm not guilty of that. That happened a long time ago. I'm still guilty.
Okay.
I'm still guilty.
Right. Exactly. I ask God to forgive me.
Okay.
Okay.
But why should God forgive you?
Why should God forgive me?
Why should God forgive
me? I ask him to come into my flesh. You know what I'm saying? Why is there? Let me see something. I can't know. He's not let me know everything that I want to know right now.
Well, no, that's true. He did.
Okay, I want to know everything.
Well, he lets us know what we need to know. He lets us know what we need to
know. Everything, okay?
Well, we don't have the right to ask.
I want to know everything.
Well, you don't get to. Neither do I.
I want to know everything.
I know, but you don't.
I want to know how to get this and be happy when you move on. I want to know everything.
If you knew everything, Steve, you wouldn't need faith. If you knew everything, you wouldn't need faith. You wouldn't need faith if you knew everything. Right?
Yeah.
And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 that without faith, it's impossible. impossible to please God. We live by faith, not by sight. You want to live by sight. You want to know everything. God doesn't make that promise, man. So, Steve, are you sure? I mean, how sure are you?
That not sure I am.
How sure are you that if you were to die tonight, you would go to heaven? How sure are you? For real.
Know why? I'm sure if I die now, I go to heaven.
Okay.
You know why? In my flesh, I feel my spirit. My spirit. My flesh. My spirit. The things that I went through my life and my past. I move on with that. If I die tonight, I know you forgive me. If I die tonight,
why?
I know I feel like I'm going to heaven.
Okay. Do you know?
Because I trust in God. If I die tonight, I know that I'm going to go to heaven in the morning because I trust in God. But I can't see that when I'm going to go to heaven.
Right. Yeah, no. No one has seen God live.
I've been in penitentiary a couple of times.
Have you?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I see a lot of things. I see how awful it is.
But where does
you got good and bad?
But where does Christ fit into all of that for you, Steve? Where does Christ fit in?
I mean, especially down.
Well, what? You mentioned your experience. You mentioned learning from your mistakes.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned trusting in God.
Uh-huh.
You never once mentioned Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And if Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to God but through Him, and when I asked you why should God let you into heaven and you never once mentioned Jesus, why are you sure you're going? And I don't know. I'm not judging you. I don't know if you're going. I don't know. We just met. I don't know.
Because my experience.
Your experience doesn't save you. Your experience doesn't save you, my friend.
You give me an answer.
All right.
That's pretty heavy.
Okay. Here's.
All right. That's pretty heavy.
Let me break it down to you this way. Okay. Let's go into a courtroom. All right. Let's say Steve that you got popped. Let's say you cut someone else. All right, just painting a story.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You got busted down, dope.
Whatever. Right.
You got a case. Okay.
You got a case, uh-huh. And the judge is standing. You're standing before the judge, and the judge says, "Steve, because I find you guilty, and because of your history,
uh-huh.
It's going to be a $1 million fine paid now, or the rest of your life in prison." Now, Steve. I know what your finances are like right now. You can't possibly pay $1 million fine right now.
No,
neither could I. And so the judge is going to do what's right. You broke the law. The penalty is either pay that fine on your own or go to prison for the rest of your life.
Pay for the confiscation.
What's that?
Pay for the confiscation. I don't want to get myself in trouble. Pay for the consequences.
Right. Pay for the consequences.
Pay
right.
For the consequences.
You're going to prison forever.
Yeah. All right. Pay for the consequences.
All right. Now, as the judge is about ready to take to send you away for, right? Somebody walks into the court.
I'm trying to get all the help I can get.
Someone walks into the courtroom that you've never met. Walks up to the judge's bench. Puts $1 million on the judge's bench. It says, Your Honor, I've sold everything, I've sacrificed everything, and because I love Steve, I'm going to pay his fine. So you can let him go. The judge looks at you and he says, Steve, you broke the law, you can't pay the fine, I would be just, I would be right to send you to prison forever. But because this man came into the courtroom and paid the fine you cannot pay, I'm going to let you go. Not because you're good, not because you're sorry, not because you learned from your mistake.
Not because of the color I am.
Not because of the color of your skin. Not because of any of that. But because this man came in and paid your fine. You're free to go. Would that be good news?
Yes.
What would you think of the person who did that for you? I think your phone's ringing.
Yes. Hello. Hey, how you doing? Okay. I'm sitting here talking to a friend of mine. We talked about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, let me see how I
Have a good day. Have a good day.
Oh, have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good day, sir. Have a good day.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm looking for clubs.
Have a good day.
Yeah,
have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Steve, so...
That is my sister.
Yeah.
She had the business.
Okay.
What are you doing? I my hand was still sore. Yeah.
All right, so the judge lets you go, right? That would be good.
You gotta pay all this money.
Pay that money, right. That would be good news, right?
That'd be good news, right?
What would you think of the person who did that for you?
Well, I think of the person who did that for
you? Yeah.
It's more than a blessing.
Okay. All right.
So.
Well, Steve, that's a picture of what God did for sinners like you and me.
Did God send him down here for me?
Listen.
Is that what you're saying?
Hey, listen.
God sent him down here for me?
I don't know.
Okay, well,
I don't know. But I'm going to tell, I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know.
I know.
That's my hope. That's my prayer. But that picture I just painted for you is a picture of what God did. 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, without sin. Unlike you and me, He never once broke God's law. He couldn't because He was God in the flesh. He lived a perfect life for some 33 years.
He lived a perfect life.
He, Jesus, lived a perfect life for some 33 years that you and I can't live for 33 seconds.
No, we can't.
No. And then He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrible death on that cross He did not deserve.
What do you mean voluntarily?
He volunteered. He volunteered. Look, yes, it was the Jewish people that demanded He be executed. It was the Roman government that carried out the act. They crucified Him. But He was God in the flesh. He said, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord and I will rise it up again." It pleased God the Father to crush God the Son for the sin, so that He could take upon Himself the punishment that sinners like you and me deserve for our sins against God.
Okay, I have a question for you since you brought that up.
Okay.
This man put up $1 million for me.
Yeah.
I didn't have nothing.
Right.
Just gonna take him away for the rest of my life for my punishment.
But now he's letting you go.
Okay, now you're letting me go.
Right.
Now, I have been through a couple of stuff like that in my past.
Okay.
Okay. I go in the courtroom. No one I'm looking at my record. No one I'm doing. I'm trying to fight the law. Say, oh, I'm gonna try to beat him.
Right, and the law won.
All right. Here I go. I have 4 or 5 different lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? None of them don't want to do what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, something about it. I finally came to a good lawyer. I don't know why, I don't know who's saying him to me. But that lawyer, I said, thank you, my blessing. You be all right.
What Jesus did, though, is not the same as a lawyer. Let me explain.
Say it again.
What Jesus did was not the same as a lawyer. Let me explain. He wasn't the same as a lawyer. Let's say, Steve, that one night you decide to break into someone's house. No. I'm not saying you would do that. Just painting a picture. I'm not saying you would do that. We're just painting a picture, okay? Kind of like that courtroom story. So you decide to break into the house. You steal a bunch of stuff. You get caught. You come into court and you look at that judge, and that judge looks familiar to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then it dawns on you. That judge's picture was all over the inside of that house that you broke into. You broke into the judge's house. The man who's now going to punish you. Right? And he said, "Steve, I find you guilty. Not just for breaking into anyone's house, breaking into my house."
Okay.
Right? Right? And you're going away for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
In fact, if you're passed, this is a death penalty case. We're gonna strap you down. We're gonna stick a needle in your arm like a dog, and we're gonna put you to sleep. And just then, the judge has sentenced you to death. Just then, the judge stands up. He takes off his robe of authority.
Mm-hmm.
He steps down from that bench, and he says, "And I'm going to take your place."
I'm going to take your place.
I'm going to take your place. He goes and he takes the death sentence you deserve for breaking the law and breaking into his house.
He's taking my freedom.
Huh?
He's taking my freedom.
Freedom?
Yeah.
He's not taking your
freedom.
He's giving you freedom. He's not taking your freedom. You're not free. Convicted criminals aren't free. You're not free. Word of God says that the truth will set you free. And Jesus is the truth. Otherwise, we're all a slave to sin. Everyone on this planet that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Steve, they're in bondage to slavery. They're in bondage to slavery, and it's slavery of sin. And that's what Jesus did on the cross, man. You sinned. You broke the law. You broke God's law. And all sin is against God, as if you broke into his own house. But yet God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. But Steve, what God commands of you, and me, and all people everywhere, is that we repent, that we turn away from our sin, that we turn from trusting in our ability to keep the commandments, that we turn away from trusting in our own perceived goodness. Because in God's eyes, man, none of us are good. That rich young ruler that came up to Jesus, he said, good teacher, what must I do to have eternal life?
To have eternal life?
To have eternal life. And the first thing Jesus did was corrected him about goodness. He said, only God is good. Jesus said you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. You can't. I can't. None of us can be perfect. We have a problem. God doesn't lower his standard. God doesn't lower his standard because we can't live up to it. He doesn't lower his standard, man. We're going to be judged according to his standard, his law.
His law.
Yeah.
Or we can be judged through his experience.
We're not going to be judged by experience, man. We're going to be judged by his law. He's going to judge everybody the same way. He's going to look at Tony. Look, if you and I got popped for robbing Panera Bread down on the corner, we're in it together. You and I go down there and we rob Panera Bread and we get caught because we're no good at it. And we're standing before the judge. And the judge says, Steve, because of the color of your skin, I'm going to let you go. Tony, because of the color of your skin, you're going to prison. That wouldn't be justice.
That wouldn't be justice.
God's just. God's going to judge everybody.
But how do these things happen?
Yeah, in a fallen world, they do. Sure, they do. Oh, I know. I don't doubt that.
I know, but I've seen that.
I know. I don't doubt that for a second. I know those things happen.
I've seen it.
That's because we live in a fallen world, man. That's because we live in a sinful world. The point is that when we stand before God to be judged, he's not going to judge us based on the color of our skin. He's not going to judge us based on where we grew up. He's not going to judge us based on our experience. He's not going to judge us based on how many good deeds we've done. He's going to judge us according to his law, like a good judge. A good judge doesn't look at a man's skin. He sees the law.
The law.
Right? He doesn't look at a man's
skin. He judges by the law.
By the law. By his law.
By his law.
The same 10 commandments you think you're able to keep. But you've already admitted to breaking it. You're guilty. Like me. Like everybody else. The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But here's the thing, Steve. I'm going to heaven not because I could keep the law. I'm going to heaven because Jesus paid my fine on the cross. A fine I couldn't pay. See, I can't get to heaven by keeping the law any more than you can. Because we're not able to do it. And that's why Christ came to die on the cross. Not for good men who could keep the law, but for unrighteous men like you and me who can't keep the law. And what God commands of you, Steve, is not to simply believe in your head that you believe in God and that you're able to keep the Ten Commandments. Man, that's a lie. You're believing a lie about yourself. What God commands of you is that you turn from that kind of false belief and you receive Jesus Christ alone as your Lord and your Savior. You put your trust in what He did on the cross for sinners like you and me, and nothing else. Because only He can save us. That's the gospel.
That's the gospel.
That's the gospel. And that's what, and that's not, you'll hear those in good churches. You'll hear that gospel in good churches. But in a lot of churches, man, you're not going to hear that, because that gospel won't keep people in the seats giving money.
That gospel won't what?
Won't keep people in the seats giving money to make the pastor rich. But it's the truth. It's the truth, man. And Jesus said it's the truth that will set us free. That Jesus said. It's the truth that'll set us free.
That's heavy.
Yeah, it is. Our numbers could be called tonight, man. You and me both. Right? We could cross the street here. I've seen so many times cars come racing up here, slamming on the brakes, people running all over the place, almost getting hit by cars.
And keep moving.
And it keep, yeah. Look, we don't know. We don't know when that day is going to come when we're going to stand before God to give an account. That's why the Bible says, Steve, now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. Today's the day, man, for you to finally get right with God. Stop playing church. Stop playing religion. It's time to get right with God. It's time to turn from your sin. It's time to repent and put your trust. Well, look, if God gives... But again, cleaning up your act isn't going to make you right with God. Look at it this way. If you came over to my house, you knocked on the door and you said, "Hey, Tony, I'm going to mow your lawn so that I could be your son." Does that make any sense?
No.
No, I'm going to look at you and say, "Hey, Steve, you know, I like that you want to get me out of yard work. That's cool. And you know, I'm touched that you want to be my son. But mowing my lawn isn't going to make you my son."
No.
So let's say you're young enough to be my son and you came to me and you said, "Dad, I'm going to go mow the lawn. I don't want to raise my allowance. I don't want the keys to the car. I don't have a bomb to drop on you. I'm not in any trouble. I'm just going to go mow the lawn because I love you, because you're my dad." Would that make sense?
No.
Well, of course it would make sense. Why wouldn't that make sense? Why wouldn't that make sense?
He come and knock on my door.
No, hang on.
You just said.
No. If you were my neighbor and you said that.
Oh, okay, right? Okay.
But if you were actually my son.
If I'm your neighbor, yes, it makes sense.
Well, no. If you're my neighbor. If you're my neighbor, that doesn't make sense. Mowing my lawn is my
neighbor. That make no sense.
If you're not my neighbor, if you are my neighbor.
It makes sense.
No, if you are my neighbor, you're not going to become my son by mowing my lawn.
And I can become your son and move your lawn?
No.
I'm not?
No. Mowing a man's lawn doesn't make you his son. Right? You're just being a nice neighbor. But if you were my son, right, and you said, "Dad, I'm going to go mow the lawn because I love you," that would make sense.
Yes.
That would.
Okay.
No one's going into heaven because they mow God's lawn.
No one's going to heaven because they moved God's love.
Right. No one's going to heaven because they've done good works for God. But, if you're saved by the grace of God alone, through faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, you're going to want to do things that please God, not to earn salvation, but because you're so thankful for the free gift of salvation He's given you. See the difference? Most of all religion is man trying to work his way to God on man's terms.
On man's terms.
Right.
Work his way to God on his own. You cannot do that.
Right. But faith is coming to God on His terms. See, God doesn't negotiate with sinners. You either come to Him on His terms or you don't come. And His terms are simply this: repent and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Those are God's terms.
Those are God's terms.
That's it. Nothing else will do. Going to church won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to clean up your act won't do it.
What? can human beings do to serve God's son?
I'm sorry?
What can human beings do to serve God's son?
Okay. What a human being...
You say going to church ain't going to do it.
Right,
you
right,
say doing
right.
It ain't going to do it. What
faith.
Can do it?
Faith.
Can do it.
Right, we're saved by faith. We're saved by grace through faith. We're saved by grace through faith. We're saved by God. We're not saved by anything we do. We're saved by what God did for us through His Son on the cross. We're saved by grace through faith. We're not saved by works. We're not saved by works. But if God saves you, Stephen, if God saves you, forgives your sin, gives you eternal life through Jesus Christ, you're going to want to do that which pleases Him. Not to earn salvation, because it's a gift.
It's a gift.
Salvation's a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the Bible says...
Yeah, I agree. Salvation's a gift. It is, yes.
Yeah. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus our Lord. It's a gift. You can't work your way into heaven by going to church and doing good deeds.
Okay.
Heaven is a gift. Salvation is a gift. And what God commands of you is that you repent and receive the gift.
I am looking for that gift.
Well, that's what I'm offering you today.
I am looking for that gift.
Well, that...
See, I'm looking for a gift of my life.
Well, Steve, the gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean everything's going to get better in this life. Because Jesus said in this life you'll have tribulation, persecution, and sorrow. But not to worry, because He has overcome the world. Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. But until you turn from your sin and truly put your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation, He's not in you.
He's not in you?
Not until you turn from your sin and put your trust in Him alone. It's not Jesus plus Steve. It's not Jesus plus church. It's not Jesus plus good works.
You trying to say salvation?
Salvation.
If you're saying salvation?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Salvation is in Christ alone. Salvation isn't in Jesus plus the church. Salvation isn't in Jesus plus good works.
Well, where does salvation come from?
Christ alone.
Christ alone.
Faith in Jesus alone.
That's where salvation comes
yes.
from?
Yes.
Okay, well, where the Holy Spirit come from?
Well, when He saves you, you are then filled with the Holy Spirit. And that filling of the Holy Spirit, once you've received Christ as your Lord and your Savior, that filling of the Holy Spirit enables you to love God as He should be loved. Enables you to love the Word of God.
The Holy Spirit saved us.
No, we're saved through the...
I thought the Holy Spirit saved us.
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is our comforter and is our helper. The Holy Spirit is given to those who turn from their sin and put their trust in Christ for salvation. Is through Jesus Christ.
Salvation through Jesus Christ.
Right. And when He saves us, then the Holy Spirit comes and dwells us and fills us, which enables us to live in a way that's pleasing to God, not because we're trying to earn our way to heaven, but because we're grateful for the gift of salvation God has given us. That's the difference between religion and faith. You ever been on a plane before?
Yes.
Okay. Where'd you fly to last time you flew?
Seattle, Washington.
All right. Let's say you and I were on the same plane to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
We get about halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
We feel some bumps. Doesn't feel like turbulence. Something just didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot comes over to the loudspeaker, mm-hmm. and he says, folks, we've lost the engines. This plane's going down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a parachute underneath your seat. Right? So you and I do what? We look under our seat. We make sure there's a parachute there. We see the parachute. Alright? Plane gets a little lower. The pilot orders the doors to be opened. And he orders everybody to jump out of the plane.
Okay.
I put on my parachute. And I jump.
Right.
You don't put on your parachute. And you jump. Who survives? Why? 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 Why do I survive?
Because you put on your parachute.
Right. Yeah. But we both believed in it, didn't we?
Well, except we trained.
We both believed in the parachute.
Yeah. Okay.
But you were still trusting in Steve when you jumped out of that plane. You weren't trusting in the parachute. If you trusted the parachute, you would have put it on.
Yes, I would.
Right? And that's the difference between religion and faith. Religion says, I believe in the parachute, but doesn't trust the parachute.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. The religious man believes in the parachute, but still trusts in the religious man to make himself right with God. The person who lives by true faith not only believes in the parachute, but trusts it enough to put it on and save his life. And that's why the Bible says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. See? That's the difference between religion and faith. And the Bible doesn't say, without religion it's impossible to please God. The Bible says, without faith it's impossible to please God. We're to live by faith, not by sight. We're to live by faith in Jesus Christ, not in the belief, not simply belief. The Bible says that the demons believe in Jesus Christ, and they shudder, they tremble, they shake. Satan's not going.
Where did demons come from?
Demons are fallen angels. They were cast out of heaven along with Satan. Right?
Okay. Yeah, right.
But Satan's not going. Satan knows who Jesus is and what he came to do. Satan knows the Bible better than you and me. But he's not going to heaven because he knows that up here. We need to know Christ here.
In our
heart. By faith.
And Holy Spirit.
Without putting any trust in Steve.
Without putting any trust in Steve?
Yeah. You can't trust Steve for your salvation.
Without putting no trust in me.
Well, if you think you can keep the Ten Commandments, you're putting way too much trust in you.
No, I didn't say I can.
You can't. You can't keep them.
No.
That's why you need Jesus. Same reason I do. That's why you need Christ. But you need him as your Lord and your Savior, man. You don't need him as a get-out-of-hell-free card. You need him as your Lord and your Savior. You need to come to know him. You need to turn from your sin and truly put your trust in Christ alone for your salvation.
But I am not perfect.
I know you're not perfect.
Okay,
that's why you need him.
I am not perfect.
Me neither. Me neither. Right. And that's what makes God's grace so amazing. Because he saves imperfect people like you and me. See?
I'm not perfect.
I know you're not.
Right.
You don't have to be.
Oh, I like this. I like woman.
Okay, alright.
I am
but,
not perfect, man.
But if you come to faith in Christ,
but you know what?
He'll change your heart.
I say, God, forgive my son.
Right, but until. But until Christ is truly in your heart, until you truly turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, he's not hearing those prayers, man.
He's not hearing.
Not until you know Christ as your Lord and Savior.
I'm not perfect.
I know.
Okay, how am I know it?
What's that?
How am I know it?
How will you know it? You'll know. You'll know. You know how you'll know?
How?
Because you will turn from your sin and you'll put your trust in Christ. That's how you'll know. That's how you'll know, Steve. That's how you'll know. And you will want to do the things that pleases God, and you.
Tom, you're just blowing my head up.
Well, that's
okay,
what the gospel does. That's what the gospel
you
does, man. I know.
You hit me back.
I know.
Back.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I understand that, but you know what? You know what I'm telling you is true.
I didn't tell you what.
I know. You know what I'm telling you is true.
I didn't tell you what.
I know. I know that. I know you didn't say that. I know that. I know. I know. So what's keeping you, Steve, from repenting today and putting your trust in Christ alone for your salvation?
What's keeping me?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you do that?
Me.
You're right.
Right.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're right. You're right. But you know what, Steve? You know what? If God so moves upon your heart, if he draws you to himself, if he extends to you the gifts of repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, you will come, Steve. You will come. Because God is stronger than you. And God is sovereign. Jesus is the King.
Don't forget the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget the devil.
Yeah, well, the devil's no king, man.
The devil's a
squatter. The devil's a squatter.
Tommy.
The devil is a squatter.
Okay, Tommy, you be honest with me.
I'm being honest with you.
The devil is strong, okay?
Yes, but he's still a squatter.
Okay, but you asked me a question. He's still what?
The devil is a squatter.
Okay, you break that word. What that word mean?
The devil doesn't own this world.
I didn't say he owned the
world. I didn't say you said that. And I agree. He's powerful. He's powerful. But it's not the devil that's keeping you turning from your sin and putting your trust in Christ.
Now, I didn't say it was.
Okay.
Oh, I said the devil is strong.
The devil is strong.
Oh, I said.
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah. The devil, I agree.
I say that.
I agree. I agree with you. The devil is strong. I agree with you.
Sir, I did not say that.
Okay. I didn't say you said that. But if God draws you to himself, if God draws you to himself, there's nothing Satan can do to stop that. If God wants you to receive eternal life through faith in his son Jesus Christ, there is no devil, there is no demon that is powerful enough to keep that from happening in your life. Because the devil is not the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is.
Tommy, how old are you?
I'll be 50 in February. I'm 49.
Well, I'm 58.
So turn from your sin, man, and put your trust in Christ. Turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, man. That's the word for the day. That's the word for the day. Cry out to him. Humble you. The Bible says that God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. There's not a proud man in heaven. There's not a proud Baptist. There's not a proud Pentecostal. There's a proud Lutheran. There's not a proud Presbyterian. There's not a proud religious person in heaven. Because God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself before God. Cry out to him for forgiveness and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And he will save you, not on the basis of anything you have done, but based entirely on his mercy, based entirely on his love. And that's something religion can't give you.
Except what?
That's something religion can't give you. So humble yourself before God. You hungry?
Huh?
You hungry?
I'm just listening to you.
You want to walk over
there?
No, I'm going to walk over to Panera Bread and get you something to eat.
Where?
Right across the street, Panera Bread.
All right, come on. Tommy, where are you going?
Right across the street.
Hey, Tommy, why are you going so fast? Come on over here. Let's walk together.
Well, we got to go this way. So do you believe what I'm telling you is true?
Yeah, I understand. But
okay.
You know what?
Let me ask you this.
I like my dad.
No, I understand.
I know what I want, what I like to have. You know what I'm saying? I know. Okay.
You don't know that you got tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
You don't know if you got tomorrow.
Okay.
You don't, right? I don't. No, none of us know. We don't know the future. Right?
Yes. I agree.
So answer me this, Steve. What sin is there in your life that you love so much that you're willing to die and go to hell so you can enjoy that sin in this life?
What do I love so much?
What sin?
What do I love so much?
But that you're willing to die and go to hell so that you can enjoy it here in this life. You know what it is. I don't know what it is, but you do. You know what
it is. I'm going to ask this for you.
Huh?
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
A good wife.
Well, I don't know. No, I'm not. A good wife isn't a sin.
Huh?
A good wife isn't a sin.
Oh, you said sin.
Sin, yeah. What sin? What sin? Yes. What
sin?
What sin?
What you mean by sin?
Breaking God's law. What is it? What is it? What is it that you love to do that you know God hates? That you're willing to keep doing and die and go to hell?
Okay, I don't know that question.
Okay, all right.
It's pretty heavy. I can't answer that question right now.
Okay, all right.
I mean...
Well, think about it. Think about that. That's something to think about.
Tommy, go on. I don't want nothing in here.
Why? You don't like it? What do you want?
Over here.
Okay.
I can see. Yeah,
like...
right here.
Oh, the fish place?
Yeah, I don't like that. That's why. Just slow down. I'm trying to get to your question.
Okay,
all right. I'm trying to get to your question. I can't answer the question. That's pretty heavy.
Well?
I don't know what I'm wanting here.
Get whatever you want.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I've been here a couple of times. I didn't like the way they cooked my fish. Yeah, I bought a fishing fish. But it's different from the food that I eat here. But I ate it here. I had to put it in my microwave and heat it up for more. Yeah, you know, that's pretty heavy what you asked me. Pretty heavy. I got a friend of mine.
Who?
He's pretty smart. You
have a friend?
I have a friend of mine. He has his own business.
Yeah.
Every weekend, we get to go to church.
Yeah.
We go to a different church. We go to a different church.
Mm-hmm.
Different church.
Yeah.
We do a little Bible study in the morning. Sometimes we get together and talk like me and you. We study for like an hour, hour and a half. Then he comes back and says, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the rules? And he break it down. Like I asked him to break it down. So, he left town. So, my best friend is gone.
The most important thing, Steve, is for you to have assurance that you're right with Christ. For you to have assurance that you're right with Christ. That's the first thing. That comes before Bible study.
It comes before Bible study?
Yeah. Yeah.
Try it over again before you can have a word.
Before you can truly understand the Word of God, you have to know Christ as your Lord and Savior.
First,
because
you
can
understand
the
word of God.
Right.
Because what I'm missing?
Repentance and faith.
Yeah, for me to understand.
Yeah.
I'm missing that.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
Repentance and faith.
Yeah.
Right. You got to stop living for Steve and start living for Christ. You have to stop living for Steve.
Stop living for Steve.
Yeah, live for Christ. Well?
Why, you see that?
Well, I only know you from talking to you today.
But the word, the word you just said, I got to start living by seeing. I got to start living by Christ.
Wow. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
That's heavy, man.
What's truth? Truth is heavy.
I know, but that's heavy, man.
I know.
I got to take care of me. I pay my bills. I get to tomorrow and thinking, well, I get a mail in the mailbox and say, oh, you gotta go to school. I did that. But try to understand what I'm trying to say to you. I'm gonna correct that first. How can you do that?
Well, with
the live by Christ,
without Christ, it's impossible to do. until you turn from your sin and put yourself in Christ, you'll never be able to do it. It starts with Christ. It doesn't end with Christ. It starts with Christ.
I don't see that. So maybe that's what I mean.
What do you mean you don't see it?
I don't see it. I don't see that. Don't live a free life. Live a Christ life.
Yeah, because you don't have the eyes to see. You don't have the ears to hear. But God can give that to you. But God can give that to you.
Right now, all I'm asking is to understand the word to come out of
the body. Is what?
Understand the word that comes out of the body. Understand what the craft is saying. It's not me. This is you. Understand what the craft is saying.
Until you come to faith with Christ, it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen?
No. Until you come to faith in Christ, it's not going to happen. That's the first step. You don't study the Bible to come to faith in Christ. You come to faith in Christ, and then you can understand the Bible. You can't understand the Word of God on a spiritual level if the Spirit of God is not in you.
In you?
Yes. Yes. Not because I deserve it, not because I've earned it, not because I'm a good guy, but because God extended His grace to me and He saved me. Not because of who I am, but in spite of who I am.
Well, how can it happen to you?
Repent. Turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ. Turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ. Alone. You gotta love Him more than you love Steve. You gotta love Him more than you love your sin. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how everything goes. I haven't let a lot of things go. I haven't let more things go.
You haven't let anything go.
Huh?
You haven't let anything go. You haven't let a thing go.
I have.
Nope. Not as far as God's concerned. You've let nothing go.
I do what He wants.
That's all that matters, Steve, is what He wants.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what you want. And if He changes your heart, you'll want what He wants. You'll want what He wants for you. But you got to let go of you. Right now, you're your own God.
Right now, I'm my own God.
Yeah. You worship Steve.
Let me hold. Yeah. Let me hold. Let me take you back. No, I never say right now my own God. I can see it. I'm not my own God. I gotta walk with you.
But you're not.
I gotta walk with you.
Yeah, but you're not. You're not doing that now. You're doing what pleases Steve.
Okay, that's true.
Okay. Well, you can't follow Christ and follow Steve at the same time.
No, I can't. But I think that's true.
And God commands you to follow Him. He's not negotiating with you, man. There is no negotiation here. There's no early kick out. There's no plea bargain. No good time, work time. You come to God on His terms.
On His terms.
Yeah. And He commands you to repent and believe the Lord. He commands you to repent and put your trust in Christ alone for your salvation. That's what He commands of you.
Then, okay, so what do I do, Tom? What do I do?
Turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ.
No, my son.
Turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ. Stop living for Steve and live for Christ. Live by faith. Love Jesus more than you love Steve. That's right. That's why you can't. That's why you can't do it on your own.
I can't love Steve. You gotta look at Steve. You can love somebody else. Look at
you.
You gotta help yourself. You can help somebody else.
No, Bible doesn't say that.
Did you say that?
Nope. Bible never says that. Nope. Not even close. You can't help yourself. You can't do anything apart from Christ. All you can do is sin.
I see you. But I lived in the earth for 58 years.
You sure have. In sin. In rebellion to God. And it's God's grace.
I haven't seen the,
it's God's,
I haven't seen the pit.
It's God's grace that you didn't OD to her high as a kite, man. It's God's grace that you didn't get shanked in prison. It's God's grace that that woman didn't sever your artery in your wrist and you bled out before anyone could come and help you. It's by God's grace that you've lived for 58 years in rebellion against Him,
yeah,
and He hasn't crushed you into powder. But He's not. But He's long suffering. But the day's coming, Steve.
The day's coming.
When you're going to stand before Him, and He's going to judge you according to your sins. And unless you turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, you're going to hell. I don't want that for you, but there's nothing I can do about it. But Christ can. That's why He went to the cross. For sinners like you and me. You and I both deserve hell. But I'm going to heaven. Not because of who I am, but in spite of who I am. I don't deserve to go.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, good. Tommy, you're making me feel bad.
Good.
I feel guilty.
Good, you are guilty. You are.
They know how you're supposed
to. You're right. You're right. People don't go to heaven by being perfect. They go to heaven by being forgiven. You're never going to be perfect. Neither am I. That's not... It's not perfection. Christ is the only one who's perfect. And He went to the cross. Perfect. He went to the cross with no sin. He went to the cross perfect in thought, word, and deed. So that wicked men like you and me.
That's how popular you were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
God in the flesh. God in the flesh.
I understand. That's how popular he was. I understand.
Yeah. And? I'm not telling you that you have to be like Jesus to go to heaven. You can't be like Jesus.
Nobody.
No one can be perfect like Jesus. But he's offering to you through his gospel forgiveness and grace and mercy and everlasting life. And so if you turn your back on him, where do you think you should?
The hell.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't want that for you, Steve. That's why I've been talking to you for the last couple of hours. I don't want you to go to hell. But only God can change that. I can't change that for you. I can only tell you the truth.
But this, I'm working on that.
Working on what?
I've been working on that for years.
Get back to me.
I'm working on that.
But that's the problem, Steve. You're working on it. You can never do it. You can't do it on your own, Steve. You can't make yourself right with God on your own.
I'm working on the Bible. I'm trying to understand the word. Okay.
You're not going to be able to, Steve, because you're missing the most important thing. Until you turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, you're just being a religious man. That's it. You're just being religious.
What do you mean by religion?
Meaning you go to church on Sunday and you live how you want Monday through Saturday. That's a hypocrite. No hypocrite will enter into the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter how much you study the Bible if you're not willing to come to Jesus on His terms. Unless you're willing to repent and put your trust in Christ, you can study the Bible every day of the week and twice on Sunday, and you're never going to get any closer to God. Because you're trying to have your cake and eat it too. You're trying to have it both ways. You're trying to live with 1 foot in the world and 1 foot in heaven.
Yes, I am.
Knock it off. Well, I appreciate you letting me talk to you today.
Thank you. I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be down here. Yeah. I gotta head home, but
I'm gonna see you again.
Oh, you will. I hope so.
I'm gonna be on board for 30 days. Yeah, I'm gonna see you again.
I hope the next time I see you that you've come to repentance and faith in Christ. I hope the next time
well,
I see you.
I see you. I want you to be in a barber for a weekend. Barber study. I need a barber study.
What you need is to repent and believe the gospel. I can't do a Bible study with you until you repent and believe the gospel.
Wait a minute. You can do a Bible study with me, Simon.
No.
Yes, you can.
No, you won't understand it.
Yes, you can.
No, I'm not saying you're not intelligent. This has nothing to do with intelligence. Nothing. Okay? Don't misunderstand me. The Bible is a spiritual book. It is the Word of God. You cannot understand it on a spiritual level until the Spirit of God is living in you. And the Spirit
I want to know that. I want to see that.
You will. If you turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, you'll know. That Bible will come alive. You'll be able to understand it in ways that you've never understood it before.
Up to 8 years old.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So what? So what? What difference does that make? What difference does that make?
I just don't make no difference. I'm still trying to understand it.
You can't understand it until you turn from your sin and you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You're putting the cart before the horse. You're putting the cart before the horse. Now, Jesus even said that to the Jews. Jesus said, you search the scriptures, thinking that you will find me there, when he was standing right in front of them. God was standing right there in front of them. Their Messiah was standing in the flesh right there in front of them. But even though all of scripture talks about the coming of Christ, they couldn't see Jesus standing right in front of them because they were spiritually blind.
Hello? Oh, sitting here talking to my family, talking about Jesus Christ.
Hey, I gotta get going.
I'll see you again,
all right.
Tommy.
Alright. God bless
you. Wait a minute.
God bless you.
See you again.
Alright.
Hello?
I'm praying for you, man.
Okay. All right.